Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast on dissenting owners was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on the 9th of March 2018. The Strata Schemes Development Act 2015 came into effect from the 30th of November 2016. With this new act came new rules for the redevelopment of strata schemes. The rules changed from a redevelopment or a collective sale requiring unanimous support of all owners within the owner's corporation to a reduced level of support at 75% of owners within the owner's corporation. With such a change and a reduction of support requirements, inevitably there will be strata schemes that are commencing the collective sale process without the full support of all owners. Those owners who do not agree to the collective sale or redevelopment are within the Act referred to as dissenting owners. A point of discussion for topics relating to the redevelopment and collective sale process and dissenting owners is costs, and who should bear the costs of the redevelopment and any matters before the courts relating to the redevelopment process. The regulators who compiled the new Act saw reason that a dissenting owner should not have to pay the costs of a redevelopment if they are dissenting in the decision, and Section 188 states clearly the following. 188. Costs. 1. Unless the court otherwise orders, A. the reasonable costs of proceedings for an application for an order to give effect to a strata renewal plan that are incurred by a dissenting owner are payable by the owner's corporation, and B. the owner's corporation cannot levy a contribution for any part of the costs on a dissenting owner. 2. The regulations may prescribe other matters for or with respect to the costs of proceedings for an application for an order to give effect to a strata renewal plan. This matter has twice been raised within the Land and Environment Court in February of this year by two separate strata plans, however, being acquired by the same development company. Within both of these matters, the costs of the dissenting owners were tabled, and in the Land and Environment Court matter in February 2018, the following was stated. Clearly, with the commencing words of S188, unless the court otherwise orders, the court has a discretion with respect to the award of costs. In the circumstances before me, I could see no reason why the costs of Lachlan incurred in bringing this its notice of motion to join should not be costs covered by the applicant owner's corporation. I interpret S188 as confirming that the default position with Class 3 applications of the kind before the court in these proceedings is that the costs of dissenting owners should be met by owners' corporation applicants, providing, of course, that such costs are reasonable. In circumstances where it is clearly envisaged that a dissenting owner may be joined as a party to the proceedings, I cannot identify a reason why the costs of joining a dissenting owner ought not be covered by an applicant. So in relation to the respondent, dissenting owner, in this case, I believe that it should be entitled to its costs on the motion. The appropriate order is that the costs of the dissenting owner be costs in the cause, with such order being applied in accordance with S188 of the Development Act. Strata managers who are dealing with redevelopments and collective sales need to be aware that when dissenting owners want to take their grievances to the courts, of which the Act allows them to do, the cost of such, providing the costs are reasonable, will be paid by the owner's corporation as a whole. When asked by the owner's corporation why they are paying the costs of their fellow owners' motions in court, they should be directed to Section 188 of the Strata Schemes Development Act 2015.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.